This is Unit 1 of Pimsleur's Swahili 1. Listen to this Swahili conversation.
Samahani, wewe ni Mwamerika?
Ndiyo bibi. Wafahamu Kiingereza?
Hapana bwana, sifahamu Kiingereza.
Nafahamu Kiswahili kidogo.
In the next few minutes, you'll learn not only to understand this conversation, but to take part in it yourself. Imagine an American man sitting next to a Kenyan woman in Nairobi. He wants to begin a conversation, so he says, "Excuse me."
Samahani.
The Swahili speaker is going to repeat this word, part by part, starting from the end. You are to repeat each part after him, trying to make your pronunciation sound exactly like his. Be sure you repeat aloud.
Samahani. Ni. Ni. Ha. Hani. Ma. Mahani. Sa. Samahani. Samahani.
How do you say excuse me in Swahili?
Samahani.
Now he wants to ask her if she understands English. First, here's how to say the English language. Listen and repeat.
Kiingereza. Reza. Za. Reza. Ngereza. In. Ingereza. Ingereza. Ki. Ki ingereza. Ki ingereza. Ki ingereza.
Did you notice how the speaker stressed the next to last part of that?
Reza.
This is a common pattern in Swahili. Say again, English.
Kiingereza. Kiingereza.
Say, excuse me.
Samahani. Samahani.
You should repeat after the speaker gives the correct response, trying to make your pronunciation sound like his.
Samahani.
Say, English.
Kiingereza. Kiingereza.
Now he wants to ask, do you understand? Here's the word understand. Just listen.
Fahamu.
Repeat part by part.
Fahamu. Mu. Mu. Ha. Hamu. Fa. Fahamu. Fahamu.
Did you hear the stress in the middle of that word? Say, understand.
Fahamu.
Here's how to say, you understand. Listen and repeat.
Wafahamu. Fahamu. Wa. Wa. Wa fahamu. Wa fahamu.
Say, you understand.
Wa fahamu.
Do you remember how to say English?
Kiingereza.
Say, you understand.
Wafahamu.
And now, try to say, you understand English.
Wafahamu Kiingereza. Wafahamu Kiingereza.
Did you stress those two words as the speaker did? Now say again, you understand.
Wafahamu.
To make that into a question in Swahili, all you need to do is change the intonation. Listen and repeat.
Wafahamu? Wafahamu? Wafahamu?
Did you hear the question intonation? Ask, do you understand?
Wafahamu?
Once again, say, you understand.
Wafahamu.
And now ask again, do you understand?
Wafahamu? Wafahamu?
Say, excuse me.
Samahani. Samahani.
Ask me if I understand.
Wafahamu?
Ask me if I understand English.
Wafahamu Kiingereza? Wafahamu Kiingereza?
The woman answers, no. Listen and repeat.
Hapana. Pana. Pana. Ha. Hapana. Hapana.
Does your pronunciation sound like the speaker's? Say no.
Hapana.
No, sir. Listen and repeat.
Hapana, bwana. Bwana. Na. Bwa. Bwa. Bwana. Bwana.
Say sir or mister.
Bwana. Bwana.
Now say no sir.
Hapana bwana.
How would you ask someone if he understands?
Wafahamu? Wafahamu?
Do you understand English?
Wafahamu Kiingereza? Wafahamu Kiingereza?
The man says, I understand. Listen and repeat.
Nafahamu. Fahamu. Na. Na. Nafahamu. Nafahamu.
What part of that do you think means I?
Na. Nafahamu.
Say, I understand.
Nafahamu.
Try to say, I understand English.
Nafahamu Kiingereza. Nafahamu Kiingereza.
Listen to the words, I understand, and you understand, together.
Nafahamu, wafahamu. Nafahamu, wafahamu.
Say, you understand.
Wafahamu.
Say, I understand.
Nafahamu.
Say, excuse me.
Samahani.
Ask, do you understand?
Wafahamu.
Ask the woman, do you understand English?
Wafahamu Kiingereza? Wafahamu Kiingereza?
How does she answer? No, sir.
Hapana bwana. Hapana bwana.
How do you say, I understand?
Nafahamu. Nafahamu.
Now she wants to say, I don't understand. Listen and repeat.
Sifahamu. Si. Si. Sifahamu. Sifahamu.
Say, I don't understand.
Sifahamu.
It's the si sound at the beginning that makes this negative. In Swahili, this is what means I don't. Listen again.
Sifahamu.
Now listen to I understand and I don't understand together.
Nafahamu. Sifahamu. Nafahamu. Sifahamu.
Swahili has many little sounds like na and si. It's important to pay attention to them as they often determine the meaning of a sentence. Once again, say, I don't understand.
Sifahamu.
Say, English.
Kiingereza.
Say, I don't understand English.
Sifahamu Kiingereza. Sifahamu Kiingereza.
Ask, do you understand?
Wafahamu?
Ask the woman if she understands English.
Wafahamu Kiingereza?
She answers, no, I don't understand.
Hapana sifahamu. Sifahamu.
I don't understand English.
Sifahamu Kiingereza. Kiingereza.
Now here is the name of the Swahili language. Listen and repeat.
Kiswahili. Swahili. Hili. Swa. Swahili. Swahili. Ki. Kiswahili. Kiswahili.
Did you hear the
ki
sound at the beginning? It's like saying the language spoken by the Swahili. Say Swahili, meaning the Swahili language.
Kiswahili.
Say, I understand.
Nafahamu.
Say, I understand Swahili.
Nafahamu Kiswahili. Nafahamu Kiswahili.
Listen carefully to that response again, noticing the stress.
Nafahamu Kiswahili.
Now listen and repeat to practice the pronunciation.
Kiswahili. Hili. Kiswahili. Nafahamu. Hamu. Nafahamu. Nafahamu Kiswahili. Nafahamu Kiswahili.
Tell the woman that you understand Swahili.
Nafahamu Kiswahili.
Now tell her that you don't understand Swahili.
Sifahamu Kiswahili. Sifahamu. Sifahamu Kiswahili.
Say, you understand Swahili.
Wafahamu Kiswahili. Wafahamu Kiswahili.
Say, excuse me.
Samahani. Samahani.
How does she ask you if you understand Swahili?
Wafahamu Kiswahili? Wafahamu Kiswahili?
Here is how to say, a little. Listen and repeat.
Kidogo. Dogo. Go. Do. Dogo. Ki. Kidogo. Kidogo.
Say a little.
Kidogo.
Remembering the standard pattern of stress in Swahili, say, I understand a little.
Nafahamu kidogo.
Say, I understand Swahili.
Nafahamu Kiswahili. Nafahamu Kiswahili.
Say, a little.
Kidogo.
Try to say, I understand Swahili a little.
Nafahamu Kiswahili kidogo. Nafahamu Kiswahili kidogo.
Tell me again that you understand Swahili a little.
Nafahamu Kiswahili kidogo.
Now the woman wants to ask him, are you American? Just listen.
Wewe ni Mwamerika? Wewe ni Mwamerika?
First, the word American. Listen and repeat.
Mwamerika. Merika. Mwa. Mwa. Mwamerika. Mwamerika. Mwamerika.
Say American.
Mwamerika.
Do you remember how to say, you understand?
Wafahamu. Wafahamu.
You need a different word for you to say you are. Listen and repeat.
Wewe. We. Wewe. Wewe.
Say this word for you again.
Wewe.
Here's how to say you are. Listen and repeat.
Wewe ni. 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 Wewe ni.
Did you hear how those words ran together? Say, you are.
Wewe ni.
Try to say, you're American.
Wewe ni Mwamerika.
Again, notice how the words run together. Tell him again, you are American.
Wewe ni Mwamerika. Wewe ni Mwamerika.
And now try to ask, are you American?
Wewe ni Mwamerika? Wewe ni Mwamerika?
Say, excuse me.
Samahani.
Ask, do you understand Swahili?
Wafahamu Kiswahili? Wafahamu Kiswahili?
Ask, do you understand English?
Wafahamu Kiingereza? Wafahamu?
Ask, are you American?
Wewe ni Mwamerika? Wewe ni?
Here's how to answer, yes. Listen and repeat.
Ndiyo. Yo. Ndi. Ndi. Ndiyo.
This word begins with an N-D sound, as in the English word bond. Say again, yes.
Ndiyo.
Yes, miss. Listen and repeat.
Ndiyo, bibi. 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 Ndiyo, bibi.
Ask, are you American?
Wewe ni Mwamerika? Wewe ni Mwamerika?
Answer, yes, miss.
Ndiyo, bibi. Ndiyo, bibi.
Ask the woman, do you understand English?
Wafahamu Kiingereza? Wafahamu Kiingereza?
How does she answer? No, I don't understand.
Hapana sifahamu. Sifahamu. Hapana sifahamu.
I don't understand English.
Sifahamu Kiingereza.
Tell her, I understand Swahili a little.
Nafahamu Kiswahili kidogo. Nafahamu Kiswahili kidogo.
Now sit back and listen to a Swahili conversation. The same one you heard at the beginning of this unit just a few minutes ago.
Samahani, wewe ni Mwamerika?
Ndiyo bibi, wafahamu Kiingereza?
Hapana bwana, sifahamu Kiingereza.
Nafahamu Kiswahili kidogo.
Listen to it again.
Samahani, wewe ni Mwamerika?
Ndiyo bibi, wafahamu Kiingereza?
Hapana bwana, sifahamu Kiingereza.
Nafahamu Kiswahili kidogo.
Now imagine that you're the person sitting next to the Kenyan woman. You want to begin a conversation. What do you say to attract her attention?
Samahani. Samahani, bibi.
She doesn't answer. Try asking her if she understands.
Wafahamu? Wafahamu?
Ask her if she understands Swahili.
Wafahamu Kiswahili? Wafahamu Kiswahili?
Still no answer. Now ask her if she understands English.
Wafahamu Kiingereza? Wafahamu Kiingereza?
Hapana. Hapana, bwana.
How does she tell you that she doesn't understand English?
Sifahamu Kiingereza. Sifahamu Kiingereza.
How does she ask you if you understand Swahili?
Wafahamu Kiswahili? Wafahamu Kiswahili, bwana?
Tell her you understand a little.
Nafahamu kidogo. Nafahamu kidogo.
How does she ask you if you're American?
Wewe ni Mwamerika. Wewe ni Mwamerika.
Tell her, yes, miss.
Ndiyo, bibi. Ndiyo. Ndiyo, bibi.
She'll ask you a question. Try to answer it truthfully.
Wafahamu Kiingereza, bwana? Wafahamu Kiingereza, bwana?
Ndiyo, bibi. Nafahamu Kiingereza.
Answer her next question using the expression a little.
Wafahamu Kiswahili? Wafahamu Kiswahili?
Kidogo. Nafahamu Kiswahili kidogo.
Now try this conversation again. Say, excuse me, miss.
Samahani, bibi.
She doesn't answer. Ask her if she understands.
Wafahamu?
Ask her if she understands Swahili.
Wafahamu Kiswahili?
Still no answer. Now ask her if she understands English.
Wafahamu Kiingereza?
Hapana, bwana.
How does she tell you that she doesn't understand English?
Sifahamu Kiingereza.
How does she ask you if you understand Swahili?
Wafahamu Kiswahili?
Tell her you understand a little.
Nafahamu kidogo.
How does she ask you if you're American?
Wewe ni Mwamerika.
Tell her, yes, miss.
Ndiyo, bibi.
How would you answer her next question?
Wafahamu Kiingereza?
Ndiyo, bibi. Nafahamu Kiingereza.
She'll ask you another question. Answer it using the expression a little.
Wafahamu Kiswahili?
Kidogo. Nafahamu Kiswahili kidogo.
And that's true. Now you do understand Swahili a little. Don't be concerned if you've not made every response correctly. All that you've learned here will be reviewed in future units. If you've mastered about 80% of the material in this lesson, you're ready to move on to the next. Otherwise, you should invest another 30 minutes in doing this unit over again. This is the end of Unit 1. PIMSLR courses work most effectively when done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. Recording copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. All rights reserved.